You're listening to the Copywriter On Call podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Gillis, copywriter, word magic maker, and owner of What Sarah Said. On this podcast, you'll feel empowered to show up online in a way that has you saying, "That's so me." Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of the Copywriter On Call podcast. I am your host, Sarah Gillis, and I am logging some solo on-call hours today to share a new digital product that I released that I am so excited about. If you have ever tried to make ChatGPT your friend, and all it churns out at you is a bunch of robot-like gobbledygook, this product is for you. So I'm so excited to share that I have created ChatGPT Brand Voice Hacks, which is a little bit swipe file and a little bit ChatGPT prompt smushed together. All right, so this works really well for creative business owners who know their brand voice type. Now, if you don't know your brand voice type yet, I have a quiz out there for you, and we'll talk about that here in a minute. But it's really kind of getting into ChatGPT's mind to help ChatGPT understand who you are, the way that you interact and engage with your clients and customers, and how you naturally speak to them. Okay. There are five different brand voice types that I have developed over years and years and years of reading, writing, and also writing myself. I've analyzed both student writing, as I was a teacher before, and I've analyzed my clients' writing. And so these five brand voice types are really the ones that have risen to the top, and they really fit most, if not all, business owners. Okay. So the first step really in helping to set you up for success with ChatGPT is to try and discover your brand voice type. Again, I've got a quiz for you that will help you nail that down. And after that, you just simply need to know how to use ChatGPT. So it's a relatively straightforward process from there, but I have five different sections in this digital product, which is all in a Google Doc for you, and it will walk you through five different pieces of copy that you can get ChatGPT to help you write. Now, notice here that I said help you write, not write for you. ChatGPT is great for generating copy and content ideas that are customized to your brand voice type. But it is not something that you should take copy and paste word for word and just plop into your website or on social media, okay? It should generate ideas for you that you can then expand upon in your own words, okay? That's really important. Now, when I'm looking at this ChatGPT Brand Voice Hacks product, the goal here was to create swipe-ready prompts to help you generate website headlines or client mindset pieces to really get your ideal client primed to buy, okay? Again, if you aren't comfortable yet with using AI to streamline your content creation or your copy creation, that's totally fine. But this can still be a helpful resource for you. It helps you to think through really important parts of how to create website headlines, how to create mindset motivators, which we'll talk about, how to generate service descriptions. By simply reading through these prompts, you will learn how to tell ChatGPT what to generate for you, but you will also learn the things that you need to keep in mind when you're writing these yourself. Okay, so let's dive into this first hack. Okay, so this is to generate website headlines that align with your brand voice type. So your initial prompt is what you first type into ChatGPT. Here's the prompt. I'm a job title, so I would say copywriter, who serves, and this is where you put your ideal client or your niche. So I typically write for photographers, female creatives, but I'm gonna go with just photographers here for this example. My brand voice type is, and then you would insert the result you get from the quiz. Now, speaking of the quiz, you can go to whatsarahsaid.com/quiz to take this quiz, okay? And it will tell you which of the five brand voice types identifies most with you. Then you would just put that result in here. So my brand voice type is charming and joyful. So that's what I would type in here. My brand voice type is charming and joyful. Now, here's the last piece of this prompt. Generate website headline ideas in my brand voice that will help sell my services to my ideal client. Okay, that's what I initially type into ChatGPT. Then once I hit enter or submit, then ChatGPT thinks for a minute and they spit out a bunch of things, okay? Now, the beauty of ChatGPT is that that initial prompt isn't where the conversation stops, okay? You can and should go back and forth with this AI tool to refine what it's spitting out to you, okay? And that's the beauty of this Hacks document, this Hacks digital product, is because I give you those prompts to help you refine your results in ChatGPT, okay? One of my favorite prompts is rewrite this copy to feel less or more something, okay? So let's say ChatGPT churned out some ideas for you, but they feel a little bit cheesy or a little bit overused. You can say, rewrite this copy to feel less generic, less cheesy, or more friendly, more unique. You can utilize a lot of different adjectives to control the results that you get from ChatGPT. Now, you can continue refining this by adding additional prompts. And again, that's the beauty of this digital product. I give you all of these prompts in my document so that you can make ChatGPT work for you, okay? So as you are working through this document, you'll see that ChatGPT can help you brainstorm 5 different types of copy. And it doesn't stop there, of course, but hopefully these 5 starter prompts will help you to start generating ideas in your brand voice type. So again, the ones that are included in this digital product are website headlines, mindset motivators, which again are helping you to brainstorm client desires and client pain points in your brand voice type. Another piece of copy that this document will help you to generate and create through ChatGPT's help is service descriptions. Okay, so descriptions for each of your services. If you are of a product-based business, this can also help you with product descriptions. You just need a little bit more intentionality and maybe some alternative prompts here.
If what's being shared in this episode is inspiring you to bring more of your personality into how you show up online, I've got a quiz for you. Head over to whatsarahsaid.com/quiz and discover your brand voice type so that you can feel confident in standing out through your words. This quiz will help you uncover the brand voice that's already within you, so your words can finally have you and your dream clients saying, "That's so me." Knowing your brand voice type means you'll have full permission to ditch the proper and polite copy if your authentic voice is actually quirky and fun. Your brand voice is what I call word magic, because honing it creates literal magic for you and your dream clients. Plus, after your brand voice type is revealed, you'll get access to 5 free social media prompts to help you share your voice right away. So what are you waiting for? Take this fun quiz now at whatsarahsaid.com/quiz.
The 4th piece that I have generated in here for you to utilize ChatGPT to kind of take some of that guesswork out is for FAQs, or frequently asked questions. ChatGPT is great about pointing out frequently asked questions that someone might ask if they were ready or looking to hire a copywriter or a photographer or web designer, or, you know, insert your job title here. Okay. So FAQs, that's 4. And then the last one is blog post ideas. Now, again, this is just the 5 pieces that I've chosen because I feel like these are 5 sections where service providers, business owners in general, really struggle to speak directly to their client in their brand voice type. And so why not take these top 5 and use ChatGPT for help? Now, I want to talk through a little bit here about the use of AI. Okay. I don't hide the fact that I utilize AI to help me when I brainstorm for clients. Okay. There is a clause in my contract that says I utilize AI to help me ideate for my clients. But I also state in that clause, I don't use AI to write for me. Okay. That's a really important distinction. And it's important for me to share that with you because, again, the goal here is not to have ChatGPT write it for you. It's to use it as an idea generator. And if you can generate ideas in your brand voice, why not, right? Why not make ChatGPT work hard for you? Instead of churning out a bunch of robot-like text, why can't you take the time and the intentionality to work with ChatGPT and the limits and constraints that it has to make it work harder for you? That is the intent here, okay? So again, ChatGPT Brand Voice Hacks is my brand new digital product, and I would love to share it with you. And just because you're a podcast listener, I'm going to give you a great deal on it. If you go take the Brand Voice quiz, and after you get your result, you should be taken to a really beautiful page that says, but before you go, check out this cool new product. And guess what it is? Yeah, it's ChatGPT Brand Voice Hacks. So you will get a special deal on this product if you take that brand quiz first. That brand voice type quiz, take that first. Again, that's available at whatsarahsaid.com/quiz. And then after it generates those results for you, you should see this happy little pop-up that says, guess what? You have exclusive access to ChatGPT Brand Voice Hacks at a discount. So that's my little secret to you, my podcast listeners. Again, take the Brand Voice quiz. If you haven't taken the quiz in a while, maybe you've taken it before, but if you haven't taken it in a while, I would encourage you to take it again. I've given it a little bit of a refresh in the last few months, and it has been so fun to work through that. And so it's got fresh new questions, and the results are a little bit more fitting for today's business owner. So I want you to just kind of take a peek at the brand voice type quiz. Again, if you take that first, you will be led right into this ChatGPT Brand Voice Hacks product, and you'll get it at a discount. I cannot wait to see what you do with this product and how you use it for the betterment of your business. Again, the goal here is always to use copy and content tools like AI to help us get to know ourselves, to help us get to know our clients, and to help us sell and serve effectively. So I hope that this product is the tool that you never knew you needed, and I can't wait to see what you do with it. All right, that's it for this time, guys. Thanks so much for listening. And as always, this is your Copywriter on Call, signing off.
Thanks for listening to the Copywriter on Call podcast. If this episode has you feeling all sorts of inspired to show up as yourself online, click that subscribe button so you don't miss my stories or practical advice to help you express your quirky, vulnerable, and authentic self online. Chat soon.